It's a real privilege and honor to do that. There's one thing better than having me pray for us. That would be having us pray for us. And us pray for Michael and Emily as well. So a little bit different. I'm going to invite you to participate with me in that in two brief, but two seasons. One, just giving thanks, and then secondly, praying and interceding, asking for God's mercy and grace. So to begin with, and just in the sense of thanks, because I think all of us sense deeply a sense of gratitude to God's goodness and grace and what he has shown us and what he has taught us in the little 10-month life of a little girl that has touched everybody here, or you wouldn't be here in this room right now. I mean, there's many that aren't here that couldn't be here around the world, as a matter of fact, that have been touched by her. So I just want to encourage you to pause, and we'll take a moment, just a second, to lift up your personal thanks and the quietness of your own heart to him, so that this is a concert time of prayer, that we would give thanks for his mercy and for his grace. I was thinking of one of the things that Michael said earlier on in his talk. He mentioned they were told that Blakely was incompatible with life. And that's hard to hear as a father and a mother. It's hard to hear as a grandfather. But it's true. And this is one of the things I'm thankful for and understanding. We are all incompatible for life. And even as Ray just reminded us of the hope that we have in Christ, Blakely's incompatibility was clearly seen physically, and one that was more easily to see. But let me tell you, my incompatibility for life is much less easily seen, but is just as much there. We need the hope of a Savior. We need the hope of Jesus Christ. And the beautifulness in seeing how brokenness brought a family, Michael and Emily and Blakely, together, and brought our families and friends, brought us together here as we celebrate her life, is evidence again of his goodness. And so I'm thankful for that, that God has reached out to each of us. That's just one lesson I've learned in the midst of this. Maybe you've learned a different kind of lesson here in it, but let me just invite you right now to take 20, 30 seconds just to give thanks, and then I'll give thanks for us, and then we'll pray for them. So just take a moment and do that. Father, we are all thankful that we had a chance to know Blakely, and that you have brought her here, and you blessed not just Michael and Emily, you blessed every single one of us by bringing her and allowing us to know her. And Father, the beauty that was created in their family of three, and the love and the perseverance, the suffering, the difficulty, the joys, little smiles, Blakely's eyes, God, being reminded that this world is not our home and that we're just passing through. God, there's so many ways that we have learned and we've been blessed. So we give you thanks for your mercy and for your grace and for your display and for your glory, God, and little Blakely, and may it continue to bring you great glory and honor. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Let me invite you now to pray for them. I'm going to take a risk here theologically, because I'm not sure I'm right. But you know, the scriptures say that Jesus lives to make intercession for us. Now that I am right about, because it's in scripture. But I don't think it's too far of a stretch to say that in the great cloud of witnesses that Hebrews talks about that goes before us, that there is in some sense maybe a possibility that those who have gone before us can join as they are seated in Christ in a prayer for those of us left behind. And just the thought of that, because we know Jesus is, I'm gonna propose, because I think it's not too far of a stretch, that Blakely has joined in that crowd. And Blakely will be praying for Michael, you, and Emily, and for us as she joins with her Savior in interceding for his kingdom work to come and the consummation of his kingdom. She's going to join in on that. And the prayers of a righteous one accomplish much as they are in Christ. Can we join with Christ in praying and making intercession? I just want to ask, would we take a moment and we would pray for Michael and Emily right where you are in the quietness of your heart? And can I just ask you, I know I'm asking as a father and a grandfather here, but would you continue to? Most of us will drive home today or tomorrow or in a few days, and life will kind of go back to normal. Not so much for Michael and Emily. Let me just ask you, would you continue to pray and let this just be day one in some ways for a new season of that? So will you just bow your heads right now and will you pray and intercede for them, for God to be there for them, for God to meet every need that they have, the smallest to the biggest? And I'll close this. Lord Jesus, we know it is not an easy road today or in the days ahead. And you don't get over these things. But God, you have entrusted with Michael and Emily and all of us here, Father, another reason that we long for heaven. We long to be home. And Father, I pray that you would continue to lift up, you would surround Michael and Emily, you would strengthen them, you would encourage them. Father, even as Blakely modeled so well, God, that they would endure suffering, knowing that they share in the sufferings and the fellowship that Jesus Christ himself did as he entered this world and suffered for us. Would you encourage them, God? Would you give them the grace they need in each moment? That God, truly in their weakness, that your strength, your grace would be perfected. Father, may they wake in the morning knowing your mercies are new and fresh for that day and the grace is available for that day ahead. So strengthen them, surround them, God. Pray that you would fill them with your truth. You would fill them with hearts of worship, God. Their hearts would continue to be honest and soft, but they would find refuge in you. And you would use us, God, whether it be phone calls, text messages, emails, taking them to coffee, showing up unexpectedly at their house, but we would speak in and we would encourage them and we would carry them, Father, as we all move forward here, that you would receive all the glory and the honor. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for praying with me.